This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Today on Hebrew Highlights, I'd like to take a look at one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 131. Although it is one of the shortest of King David's writings, it is packed full of wisdom and truth. Since it is only 3 verses long, I'll read it through first in Hebrew and then again in English. Tehilim Kuf Lamed Aleph, Shir Ma'alot LeDavid. Lo Gavalibi Velo Ramu Einai, Velo Halachti Bigdolot Uniflaot Mimeni. Im Lo Shiviti Vedomati Nafshi, Kegmul Ale Imo, Kegmul Alai Nafshi. Yachel Israel El Adonai, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Psalm 131, 1 through 3. A Song of Ascents of David. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters, or in things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. The first verse is particularly humbling. When David said, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me, remember that he was king of Israel. If King David does not involve himself in matters too difficult, who are we to do so? I, for one, am too ready to give my opinion, often arrogantly. Many people write books or give sermons claiming to understand the times and the seasons of God, when the scripture tells us in Matthew 24, verse 36, But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. I have often quoted this passage when friends ask me about the political situation here in Israel. If the Israeli government has such a difficult time trying to make things work, who am I to claim I know the answers to these things too difficult for me? Our main job as believers is to pray that God's will be done here on earth, while trying to keep alert and recognize fulfillments of biblical prophecy as they do happen around us. If you think about it, no one, anywhere, has ever completely understood any major biblical prophecy before it actually happened. Verse 2 says, Surely I have composed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child rests against his mother. My soul is like a weaned child within me. First of all, think about what a child is usually doing before his mother picks him up and holds him against her breast. He is usually crying or complaining. So when our soul is in agony about the state of affairs we see around us, the best thing to do is not to try and figure things out for ourselves, but simply to quiet our soul's lament by leaning on, in our case, the Father's bosom along with Yeshua, as we are reminded in John 1, verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. The third verse of Psalm 131 seems to suddenly change from personal to national when it says, O Israel, hope in the Lord, from this time forth and forever. Israel was, of course, a person who became a nation. I believe the admonition here to hope in the Lord forever is to each of us individually and to nations, Israel being the first among them to know God. In the wake of September 11, 2001, there was a general feeling of hopelessness which swept over the United States and the rest of the world as well. As terrorism continues here in Israel, our souls murmur almost daily saying, What can we do? Well, it seems more and more obvious that I, at least, can do absolutely nothing, except to crawl into the Heavenly Father's arms and trust Him to take care of us. In that place, alongside Yeshua, I can moan quietly in the spirit and whisper my fears and make supplication as accurately as my human understanding allows. The Apostle Paul makes a plea to his beloved young disciple when he says to him in 1 Timothy 6, verse 20, O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge. King David says in Psalm 25, verse 2, O my God, I trust in Thee. Do not let me be ashamed. Do not let my enemies exult over me. This trust in the Almighty is essential if our soul is to be quieted. It is also imperative to share this trust with others who have not yet been introduced to God and His Son. In this case, there is something we can do. Bring our nation, one at a time, to the Father's bosom, so that they too may hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.